The NFL releases the full schedule tonight. You guys had the whole thing with the Giants home opener against the Chiefs, according to Art.
Your home opener against the Chiefs, yes.
Week three, Monday Night Football.
Right, and then also week one at Washington, week two at Dallas.
They'll win that week one game.
Against the Commanders.
They always play, even last year, I know they lost both times to them, but they give that
team
fits.
Those games are always tight.
And they should have won the first game, and they blew it. Watch them get out to a good start. I will tell you, one guy who loves what they did in the draft with Abdul Carter is Sean Merriman, who was on NFL Network either this morning or yesterday.
When they drafted Abdul Carter, I knew that the mentality there was to go defense first. Let's get the best guy off of the board. Also, I believe that Abdul Carter is going to be Defensive Rookie of the Year. He has that type of mentality now.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
Not number 56 talent, but, you know, I think he will be the Defensive Rookie of the Year.
Likes what they're doing, how they're assembling all this defensive talent, and that Carter is the real deal. So if they get that right, that's pretty damn good. Then you've got this whole thing going on in Cincinnati with Trey Hendrickson.
Yes.
Which was taken up to another level yesterday. I actually just saw this. He met with the media. I guess he released a statement the day before. I'm not sure. But he met with the media yesterday and was asked a very pointed question about his future.
Do you want to be a Cincinnati Bengal?
Wow. That's a tough question, too, because you try not to let the business become personal. I think over the last week or so, it's become personal, unfortunately.
Yeah, and then he would go on to talk about the situation. And this is a little bit long, but you'll see why at the end.
When there's a lack of communication in any relationship, if it's business or a personal relationship, lack of communication leads to animosity. And that leaves my narrative only to me with no clear direction. So the lack of direction, the lack of communication is leading to things that are allowing me to think about what's going to happen more than how great they have treated me.
You know, he's a great guy, by the way, and he is a big part of the Bengals defense. And, you know, he led the league in sacks last year. You know, nobody thinks about him as the sack leader, you know, because his name's not Micah Parsons or Myles Garrett. But he has been a stalwart on that Bengal defense, which hasn't been that great over the last couple of years, I know. And this year, he's scheduled to make $18.6 million in the final year of his of this particular contract, and he will be 32 starting next year. So the Bengals, they don't want to hand out a big contract to somebody who's going to be 32 years old playing this position. That's basically what it comes down to.
Especially when they've got, you know, Joe Burrow and Jamar Chase.
And T. Higgins. And Orlando Brown. And a lot of money spent on the offense. Mm-hmm. And, you know, and I know he's frustrated.
He's frustrated.
Yeah, because the Bengals will come to a young player and they'll try to re-up a young player early and try to buy out some of those years. But when they get to this point for this player playing this position, they're just not going to back up the Brinks truck for him. He's got no choice but to play.
He also made a comment, which I don't have, but I did read that, you know, if I only had four sacks last year, I'd probably be having to take a pay cut.
Exactly. That's his argument, and it's a very good argument. But he has a contract for $18.6 million, so I don't know what to tell you. He's got to hold out, and if you hold out, they can fine him.
And I will tell you in closing here, the PGA Championship takes place at Quail Hollow near Charlotte, maybe even in Charlotte. Hunter Mahan, did you see this comment?
It's awesome. Yeah.
Describe the course this way, quote, "Quail Hollow is like a Kardashian. It's very modern, beautiful, and well-kept, but it lacks a soul or character."
Yeah, so I thought that was apropos. I mean, I don't know Quail Hollow, but I feel like I know Quail Hollow after that quote.
Well, they just came off of this Philadelphia Cricket Club, which is built like in the 1890s.
Yeah.
So that's the soul and the character of a course compared to this thing that's relatively
this
new.
This thing. Yes. I've never been there. I don't know, but yeah, that's how he sees it.
Miles away, man. This is a big course. It's very long.
And the Stars beat the Jets 3-1, go up 3-1 there.
I have a friend I play golf with. He's got a Kardashian line, but it's not that. I probably shouldn't say it, but like if you miss a putt, he goes, that's the Kardashian. There's a reason why, but if I said it, that probably wouldn't be good.
Yeah.
I'll tell you off the air. Off the air, right? But think about it. Everybody out there can think about it. If you miss a putt or miss a bunch of putts, it's the Kardashian.